All righty, good morning, Brock and Hunter.
Talking about that the other day. You weren't around, but you're talking about like just significant voices. Some people have voices you can just recognize from a mile.
Yeah.
And you're one of them.
Yeah.
You're one of the guys that you're at a bar and you start talking. Oh, yeah, that's definitely Brock.
So you got Morgan Freeman. You got Sam Elliott. You got Brock from
saying,
the
I'm not comparing you to Freeman for God. I'm not saying it's
basically
a good thing.
It's basically what you're saying. You're saying that I am as distinguished as Morgan Freeman or Sam Elliott. Hey, that's high praise, buddy. I appreciate it. That's very nice of you to say. Very nice of you
to say. How many times have you been somewhere? You're like, is that Brock?
It happens.
Yeah, it's him.
Usually what I say is the main thing I say, and if anybody ever, you know, says hi to me, which I love, by the way. I love meeting listeners, everything like that. But lots of times, like, wait, are you on the radio? And I goes, and I always say, that depends on if you like the show or not. And if they say, yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah,
I apologize right off the bat. That's what I say.
I'm sorry. Wait, which one are you? Are you Brock or Hunter? Which one do you like more?
Doesn't matter.
I'm that guy. We're sorry. All right.
There was one time you were in the woods and the guy was like 200 yards away. Brock? Yeah,
it's me. I'm not like a troll. Yeah, it's me. Hey, I'm in the woods. Yeah.
Can't even see his face. No, you were fishing that one time, remember? And you were walking through the woods, and that guy was like, "Is that Brock?"
I don't remember that. No,
you can't even see your face, man. It was.
I'm usually drinking when I'm fishing or in the woods, so you know it's hard for me. Yeah, he's out here just Brock out in the woods, man.
It was great.
Well, like I said, if you say I'm like Morgan Freeman and Sam Elliott, I appreciate it. That's good stuff.
Does your dad have the voice?
Exactly the same voice. Yeah.
What about your brother?
Brother, not as gravelly, but still, it's kind of the same kind of.
What about your mom? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, your mom's got the deepest voice out of all of us. Yeah, for sure. That's where I get my voice from, is my dear sweet mother.
Hey, you sound just like your mom.
Brock, Logan, jeez. All right, mom's
like
mad.
Marge from The Simpsons.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Actually, no, I recorded my dad's voicemail, the message, because he's like, I don't want to hear. Can you just record this for me? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm like, hey, this is.
Sounds the same.
Yep. All the same. Anyway, so. All right. So I am Morgan Freeman / Sam Elliott, distinguishable. Good.
That's
good.
What you said.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And by morning dump, I meant dumb vocabulary, because I'm an idiot. That's what it is. It's time for your dumb vocabulary. God, it's so stupid. You got me distracted. You got me distracted complimenting me on my amazing golden vocal cords. So, yeah, that's
complimenting you, but okay.
Yeah, you're saying, God, your voice is amazing. I love it.
What I meant to say is your voice is on its fourth quarter. You better take care of that thing.
Your voice is off-putting, all right? It's aggressive and off-putting. All right. No, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, trust the experts. They got everything for every need, every budget. Hit them up, Binterest Moving and Self Storage, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do.
You've had these ready the past.
Like, I know. I'm sorry.
You get in trouble.
Yeah.
Did Bill pull you aside and say something to you when I wasn't around because you've had all of these ready?
It's like, hey. Let's clean it up a little bit, all right? You've been doing this for...
Let's sharpen that up.
Well, 7 years, for God's sakes. No, I don't know. I just, I had some good ones. So. No, your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do... No. No, that one's not good. I did go past Waffle Stomp, but we all know what that is. Let's do...
So you don't have one. The one day I say...
I know, hey, right? Yeah.
You don't have anything.
This
sucks. This is terrible.
I'm sorry. I know. This
Pick
is bad
one.
Radio. All right, here we go. I got it. All right. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Slump buster.
Slump buster.
Slump buster.
It's like, it's that go-to booty call. If you're in a slump, you need to bust it up a little bit.
Usually on a scale of 1 to 10, they're like a 4. But, you know, they're real enthusiastic, always down for it. Yeah.
You don't really have to, you have to do much.
That's right. And you're just like, man, I haven't.
You both are on the same page.
I haven't gotten laid in a while. I'm in a slump. That's all right. I'm going to call Becky. That's right. You're absolutely right. It's someone you banged to get out of a slump when you haven't gotten laid in a while.
slump buster.
Example, Amy is my go-to slump buster. She's a real go-getter of a gal, right. That Amy.
Who are you going to call? Slump busters!
I ain't afraid of no slumps. That's right. That's right. Did you ever have any slump busters back in the day before you left? Met your level?
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I mean, it's not a slump buster if that's all you're doing is calling the...
If you're always just bagging twos and twos to fours, and it's, you're always in a slump.
That just becomes it, you know.
You just have low standards for getting laid. That's all it is.
You're not slump busting if you do it.
Jesus,
aim
a little higher. It doesn't always have to be the chick at bar time, man. What? Come on now. All right, there you go. That is your dumb.
Your right hand is your slump buster. That's what it is.
Hey, never lets me down. All right, never lets me down. Put little googly eyes on it. It counts. It counts. Jesus, this show is just garbage. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back. More rock.